Hey everyone, welcome to the Winter Sessions orientation call. Happy Mardi Gras. It's Mardi Gras today, isn't it?
Is that Tuesday?
It's a big deal around these here parts. It is indeed.
Fun.
Did you even know?
Wow.
Right.
Fun.
That's right.
Good times. Good times.
Right. Yeah.
Imagine being able to just eat all that stuff and cakes
just fingers sticky with king cake.
I know.
And crawfish.
Brent, you go for it. I know you do.
Oh my gosh, I've had partaken in a little bit of king cake this year, and I've already had some crawfish, and it's oyster season. It's a good time of year. It's a good time of year, no doubt.
Oh my gosh, I could never do that. That sounds amazing. Yum yum. Hi Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hello, Dana. Hi, Brent.
Hey.
Hi there. So
good,
welcome,
to be
everybody. Yay, here we are again. I keep forgetting to know which number we are, which session we're on.
Oh, my gosh, 20
Do we
plus.
Know?
20 plus.
20
Over
plus.
20.
We've been doing this. Is that cute or what? Wow, guys. So I'm just sitting here. I just scribbled out a bunch of notes. So I'm just going to have faith and know that it's all going to come together today, because there's just a lot of things I want to talk about and a lot of information to get out. Thank you, Mark, for taking your time out. Also, Brent, I know you're at work. So, and thank you all for being on the call. Today we want to talk a little bit about environmental impact on recovering from chronic illness. It's not a small subject, is it? But I've put out quite a few. It's a huge subject, and it's getting louder and louder as a subject because our environment is getting more and more polluted. That's just what's true. It's not an emotional concept. It's just what's true. So how do we navigate this? How do we strengthen our already weakened bodies, and how do we get through a less than optimal environment? I'm sure you have seen my emails if you're on this call, where I've reached my tipping point in my own body with environmental issues, toxins. As some of you know, because again, hopefully you read the blog that I wrote. I have been in an apartment for about 5 years. I'm actually in this apartment right now speaking to you. And just sitting here with a lot of symptoms. It's intense. And I've been staying at a friend's house on a couch and feeling better. So Mark, you have worked with me on this for the last 5 years. Every single time I leave this apartment and go somewhere for a few days, I would go up north to Seattle. I would go, Brent came here a few years ago. We went to Airbnb. I felt way better. And then the biggest marker for me was when I went to Canada in the fall, and I was gone for a long period of time. I was gone for 29 days in a non-toxic, beautiful, amazing home in rural Canada. And honestly, guys, the skies there, the quality of the air, there was no Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi was available, but it was completely nothingness where I was sleeping because they turned everything off. And there was no mold. And just, I can't really explain how impactful that was on my body. There wasn't I didn't do a bunch of extreme treatments or anything like that, and I was healing. I wasn't even barely taking supplements. So I have proven to myself that environment really matters. And where I've gone wrong is I am a very deeply spiritual person, and I believe we can rewire our brains. And I have been living in this environment thinking I could, quote unquote, repattern my way out of this and just stay in a place that's not good for me, literally toxic. So the way I'm speaking to you right now, I'm dealing with a ton of symptoms. But because I know how to do repatterning, I know how to practice conscious awareness, I know how to calm my nervous system, I'm able to speak to you. But that doesn't mean I'm without symptoms. Am I making sense, guys?
You're making a lot of sense. And
okay.
Dana, since I've seen you go through this multiple times, every time you reduce your environmental impact, your whole body starts to function at a more normal level almost immediately. It takes a few days for everything to start to come back online, but you test differently, your body responds differently, and obviously you feel a lot better.
Well, I used to just use all these excuses of like, oh, it's that vacation glow, you know, even though I wasn't on vacation, I would go see Dr. Klinghart, you know, it's just like, oh, I'm on this glow, it's an emotional thing. But then I come home, P.S., I want you to know, this apartment is so beautiful. It is drop-dead gorgeous. It's a little apartment in Marin County looking at Mount Tamalpais. And I come in here, and literally I start to fall apart. I just I don't want it to be so. So I'm saying this because I want to answer all the people that want to keep telling me I need to do dynamic neural repatterning. And I want to say thank you for that. I agree. And I do it every day. It's actually what I teach. Now, I don't know what Annie's program, and I'm sure she's put it all together in a very stepwise manner. And I can't wait to see it, and I can't wait to meet her and do all that. But I know for certain that you can't sort of retrain your way out of being in a toxic environment. What I have heard from Annie Hopper is she has said, use common sense. Do not live in a toxic environment. Get out. Get out. Do your best, you know, and then practice the retraining. She also says you can't be under a huge amount of stress. My life has been very stressful, like incredibly off the chart stressful the last 4 years. So I'm saying this about my life because I know a lot of you can hear yourself in this. So I'm using myself as an example. So don't feel like you're doing anything wrong. The environment is having an effect on you. And both things are true. Your brain is very powerful. So Mark, I want to talk a little bit about that because it's really important. It's how I practice it. I can feel this environment. My lymph is totally filling up. My chest is tight. My scalp is burning. But I just did a bunch of practice before I got on the call. I worked with my limbic system through essential oils because the limbic system is what gets impaired when you have a lot of trauma, environmental traumas from toxins. That's all of Annie Hopper's work there. So what I did is work directly with the limbic system by using an essential oil. So I had lemon right here, and I did the sort of brain balancing, you know, the one nostril at a time, breathing the essential oil, and I did tapping. And it just brought my nervous system down. Now, I want to talk about this, Mark. Let's say I'm having all these symptoms, and I'm getting really upset about them, and I'm just like not able to deal with the pain and not be able to coexist with the pain, and I go into fear and rage. Let's talk about what happens there when you have a symptom from the environment and then you go into fear. Why does that make it so much worse?
Well, when anyone is having a reaction, one of the things we're going to do is we're going to shut down the immune system, and we're going to upregulate or start to turn on a whole lot of our nervous system. It's basically is called fight or flight. The way I explain it to a normal person is like when you're under attack and you're on the Starship Enterprise, you put everything towards the defenses because if that photon torpedo hits you, you're dead. So your body is saying we're in defensive mode completely. We have to channel all our energy. Our nervous system tells our body to channel all of our energy into a defensive posture. And we don't digest well, we don't move well, our immune system is not producing the right response to the stimulus, and what we're really trying to do is run, fight or flight. We've got to get away from whatever toxic assault we're going under. Our body is trying to find a way out of that, and it's not good to shut that off. You need to do that, and you need to get away from the assault. That's what the body does for every human being, regardless of whether you have chronic illness or not. The problem is when you're chronically ill, then your system is hijacked so quickly into that that it's hard to override that, even if you need to.
Okay, so let's talk about that piece. If you're dealing with Lyme and all the different co-infections and you have mold illness, and so you're already filled with the endogenous toxins from the waste, from the pathogens. We know they just put out a ton of waste,
mm-hmm.
biotoxins. So your elimination organs are already overwhelmed just in daily life.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is starting to get depressing, but there's hope, guys. Hang on. So we're already at this sort of max point. And then you get around mold, or you get into a high EMR from wireless situation. Like I'm
mm-hmm.
sitting here, and I should share you guys, I should share the video that I have of the woman measuring the spot where I'm sitting right now. And she said, oh my God, this is in dangerous levels for even a healthy person. And right now I can feel it. I'm very EHS and I can feel it. So when this person like us that is dealing with chronic infections and you get under the EMR, for example, it's a tipping point. So a healthy person, because let's backtrack a little bit. EMR, EMF radiation from wireless, is a toxin. People are not looking at it like that. It is a toxin. It goes into your tissues. It goes into your body and creates a huge cascade of a mess. Okay, so we know, I was going to pull out my notes here. It is a toxin. It's an environmental toxin, and it's everywhere. But what I want people to really understand that it's the density that kills. And what I mean by that is we can't really get away from the EMR right now. It's everywhere, and then now 5G is going in. Density is the problem, and also not being grounded. So I'm in an apartment, and there's 50 towers around here. There's two different readings. There's 50 towers in like 2 miles and 150 antennas. And then it doubles when you go 4 miles out. So the concentration here of people and their antennas and the routers and the towers around here, it's insane, right? And there's not like, this is an apartment complex. So I'm not living on the ground with a bunch of trees around. Now, if somebody lived in a house with a lot of trees and they were grounded, the house was grounded on the ground, right? Where I'm on the second floor, I'm floating up here. But if you're in a house that's grounded and there's trees around, the density is so much less that you're not as affected. Are you feeling me on that, guys?
Yeah, it makes little sense. Absolutely.
So,
yep.
It's literally accurate. Because you can't, you know, a lot of even campgrounds these days have towers. It's not ideal, but I got to tell you, as an EHS, electrohypersensitive person, when I'm in a campground with a lot of trees, it's way different. The trees ground out. The trees actually absorb a lot of the waves, which is pretty sad, but it makes all the difference. So that's the good news, that getting out in nature and grounding, putting your feet on the ground, or even just getting into a forest is hugely beneficial, but we'll get to that. So Mark, we were just talking about the tipping point. So we are already weakened. Your elimination organs are very tired just from the daily trying to remove the endogenous toxins, then the exogenous toxins from the environment hit you. Then there's that, which an already inflamed body gets more inflamed. Is that fair to say? I mean, there's so
That's
many.
Perfectly
things.
Accurate. Yep.
Yeah. So what happens when we get more inflamed? Our lymph fills up, and then we have a lot of pain, right? So that's sort of that whole pain syndrome that happens with a lot of us. And I will say, so if we start out that way and then we get exposed to the EMR or to mold or chemicals, I'm going to just focus on those three, right? The EMR, mold, chemicals. It just fills us up and we reach that tipping point. And what we have to do, if we can't get out of those situations, like I'm trying to I've been part-time living in my car, staying at a friend's. I'm moving away from it, so I'm not stuck in it. I think that's really important, having some movement. Would you agree with that, Mark?
Completely.
So you're not just,
no, I totally agree, because I think that if people don't reduce exposure, then what they're going to do is work extra hard with whatever tools they use. I don't care what the tools are. They can be mental, emotional, supplements, anything, manipulation, because your body is going to have to compensate for whatever assault you have. And all those assaults you listed are really detrimental to the body. Now, there's more information coming out all the time. But as you know, the EMFs can make the molds, according to Klinghardt, 600 times more powerful. That's huge. So somebody might have a little bit of mold, but if they're around a lot of EMFs, if it upregulates that, it allows it to grow and become more toxic. I would not try to do anything other than get out of that environment as soon as possible and do the other tools that you're always recommending.
Well, I think, you know, a lot of people wrote in and said, listen, I live in an apartment. I'm surrounded by the wireless. I've got neighbors. I can relate. It's not easy to move, and I want to get to that. Not everybody has the finances to move. So what I've been doing is just taking as much time away as possible. As I said, I lived in my car on the street out there, and it was working. It was really helping. The measurement out there was much lower because the neighbors' routers were not a problem. So in the meantime, we need to, well, we're looking for a good place to be, the healthiest, most optimal environment. We have to keep bailing out the boat, right? That means we have to optimize our organs, our detox organs. We have to stay in that mindful state so we don't go into the fight or flight and make it much worse. That's really, really important. And eventually, when you get to an optimal place and your life is in a more settled situation, you can really go deep into the repatterning. Absolutely. I mean, I want to make this statement right now. Avoiding these toxins or optimizing your environment is brain retraining. Okay, I want to say that again. Getting into an optimal environment for your body, for what your body naturally needs, the right electromagnetic frequencies from the earth, fresh air, grounding, what your body needs. When you get into those environments, it is brain retraining, because honestly, when you have a good day, and I know a lot of you can relate to this, when you have a good day, your brain will remember that you can get healthy. I don't hear anybody talking about this. It's like I'm watching Brian Rosner, a good friend of mine. So funny, we're on parallel paths. We haven't talked forever, and it's like we're both going through the similar thing. And he is feeling so much better in he's doing extreme avoidance. But it's giving his body and brain the confidence to know that he can get better. Are you tracking me? So let me give the example. When I was in Canada, after 2 weeks, I'm like, wow, I'm remembering wellness. And that, your brain, that's a new groove in your brain. It's not a forced groove. It's just a natural, you're just naturally feeling better. And that is retraining. Are you copying me there?
Well, you just talked about a way of having our neurochemistry rebalance itself just by diminishing the access to all those toxic things. And then literally basically our neurotransmitters shift. Then when you apply any of the other mental emotional tools, it's very easy to activate them. But as long as you've got serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin, when you have neurochemistry off from a biochemical point of view, by exposure, you're working against the curve to try and just, you know, change your behaviors, change your breathing, do all those things, because it's too hard. You can do it, but you don't get the same results as when you diminish the assault.
That's exactly right. And it's funny. When I was in that environment, you just said your neurotransmitters, everything upregulates in the proper way, and I just felt so much happier. I didn't have to use all my tools, right? You're not having to negotiate with the environment. I mean, let me give you an example. So I've been back at my apartment for 3 nights. I'm trying to see if I can handle it. Oh my gosh, the first night I was better because I was away and I was able to detox, and I came back and I was feeling stronger. By the third night, which was last night, I literally was negotiating all night with my nervous system. Okay, it's going to be okay. Heal. It's okay. You're safe. And I did Ho'oponopono over and over and over as a mantra until I fell asleep, because it was so, I can feel the buzzing of the dirty electricity and the intense EMR. So it's such a waste of energy. And I want to talk about that, Mark, because all these stressors in our lives, environmental stressors, toxic relationships, stress, financial stress, are all things that take our energy, right? So it takes our, when we're in that stress state, it takes our biological resources. Do you want to speak to that a little bit? Because I think that's really important.
Well, when we have to make appropriate balance of neurotransmitters, we need vitamins, minerals, and fats, and we need protein, of course, and water. But we need these, we need raw materials to make these things. We don't make them out of nothing. And even if you're ingesting all the perfect things, then you have to also have a digestive tract that's working very well. So that you can break, you know, ingestion is one thing, but then you have to break it down, then you have to uptake it, and you have to put it where it belongs. Well, the reality is, for most of us, when we're in fight or flight, whether it's from an EMF or from chemical exposure or anything, our digestion isn't going to work optimally. Matter of fact, it may not work hardly at all. As I know, and as you know, Dana, when I'm in fight or flight, whether I want to be or not, my elimination isn't very good. So now my lymphatics are backing up. You know, when I'm parasympathetic, I can have easy bowel movements. I can have, you know, I can have my entire digestive tract work so much better. I'll secrete digestive enzymes. You know, my whole body performs at a different level. And yes, I can take enough supplements that I can somehow work around it. But if you saw the amount of supplements that I take when I'm under a lot of stress, it's more than people are going to do. And, you know, and then I have to figure it out each time. So I'm not encouraging people to just say, oh, well, I have to live in this environment and there's nothing I can do about it. It's like, do whatever you can to mitigate whatever the toxicity is from your environment, whether it's EMFs, mold, it doesn't matter. Because the drain, the demand on your biochemistry is constant. So you won't even have enough nutrients left over to replete, to rebuild, to remodel the healthy tissue that you need to remodel. So why would I want to spend my biochemistry? Many of these people that are listening to this call work really hard to eat well, work really hard to get good food, work really hard to not have cosmetics and things that will hurt them. But you have to also get out of the environment. Sorry, there's a phone ringing in the background and I can't silence that one. It's hard to get out of the environment if then you have to work against that curve all the time. And that's not in anyone's best interest.
Well, that's what I was saying. Exactly. It's sort of like we have to keep bailing out the boat. You know, the water keeps filling up and we're just bailing out the boat with, you know, with supplements. And listen, we have to do that. We have to do that, right? If you're in the toxic environment, you have to do that. You have to eat well. You have to be mindful. And just know when you get to an optimum place, it's all going to change and you need so much less. Like I said, Canada, I took barely any supplements, just some like B vitamins or so, or whatever I needed. And I, by the way, I ate dairy and I ate gluten brown bread with no problems whatsoever. None. I eat that here. Okay. Oh my gosh, burning.
What you're talking about is when your whole environment puts you into a parasympathetic mode, your appetite increases, which means you're secreting digestive enzymes. Oh, you have better eliminations, which means that the endogenous toxins are going down. Oh, now you have more nutrients that can really make the neurotransmitters, and then your hormones, female hormones for you, but then your hormones can actually rebalance themselves, and then you can actually function at a level that you start to say, wow, I don't need all these supports because my body, when it's not assaulted, can re-regulate. You've done many things. You've had structural work. You've done emotional work. You've done lots of biochemistry. So the basis is in your body, You've not been assaulting it except from the external environment. Reduce that, and your body starts to reset pretty quick, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, it's within a half an hour. I feel way better. But I want to just say this to everyone: I haven't been doing enough care. That I haven't been doing structural work. So it's a combination of things: of not having being in the toxic environment and not having enough financial stability to get the care to be able to live inside the toxic. You know, so. So for people that can't get out and don't have the finances, it's imperative to get out as much as you can during the day and optimize your sleeping situation. I know you've heard this over and over. So we're going to talk about solutions. Don't worry. We're going to talk about the best things. But I just want to say for myself, what Annie Hopper says and a lot of people in this community, optimize your environment. Get out in nature as much as possible. Nature has information that makes your body work. I mean, walking on the earth, it's all designed. We're designed to be here and work in harmony with it. And we're so, man, I got to tell you, the EMR is just, it's so invasive and it's just totally throwing us off our connection. Isn't that funny? It cracks me up when I think about that. It's like, we just want to be connected. Right, with a good Wi-Fi signal in our phones, but it's totally cutting us off from the universal energies that we need and from the earth energies. It's totally a chaotic field that is scrambling us just so we connect in this other weird way. Also, you know, I'm working with some people that I love so much. They're it's a former naturopath named Dr. Mindy Beck. They've created a cell phone protection disc. I'm working with them. They've done some healings on me. I don't work for them, but I would direct you to them. U Matrix. They have a disc that goes on the phone. I find it helpful. It doesn't take it away. But they also have some incredible treatments that realign you to the natural frequencies. Really, really interesting. And Mark, what they talk about is the waves, the EMR waves. I'm moving my hand right now. That's not going to be helpful. But the waves come in a certain way that is not natural to our bodies. The natural EMFs have a spin. So their technology puts the natural spin on the waves. So it's much more harmonious to the body. So I think that's really cool, because I want to go on record saying it's getting to the point that we can hardly protect from the EMR. For example, the building biologist came over here and she said, it's so strong in this apartment. It's coming from every direction, from below, the neighbor on the side, the tower coming from this way. You can't block it because it's coming from every direction. And you have to be really careful about that, because if you put yourself in a Faraday cage, are you following me? If you put up a silver sheet and it's coming from a different direction, it will keep the waves inside and create a stronger field. I've seen that happen a lot. Have you heard of that, Mark? Where people,
yes,
people can
I have,
create
does,
a worse situation.
Does, yeah, it does work, but why would you want to get out of the bad environment? That's the answer. What you
well,
know.
Well, I'm saying it does.
That work really well. They work really well for people that can't get. Go ahead. I'm
no,
sorry.
But I'm saying it depends. You have to really please work with someone on it, because.
Oh yeah.
For example, the building biologist that came out here said you can't protect this apartment, because if you protect that wall, it's going to be coming from this other direction. It's going to trap the waves in here and make them stronger. So please, please, please work with someone that has a meter that can really test your environment. I want to be sure to say that. More problems with EMR. I mean, I just don't want to depress you guys. It activates retroviruses, corrupts the water in your body, increases mold toxins, opens the calcium voltage gated channels, floods the cell with calcium, creates an incredible amount of free radicals. So again, it is really essential to eat well and get a lot of that high-level antioxidants in your body. Klinghardt talks about rosemary as one of the best ones for EMR. But that's a lot of what we do in this session. We're getting a lot of good foods. We're balancing our blood sugar. Let's talk about that, Mark. What are some of the things that would make the body more susceptible to environmental illness? Obviously, we know people dealing with infections, but when your blood sugar drops, everything opens up, right? You want to talk? We always go over this, but I'd love you to share.
Sure. When anyone's blood sugar drops, we cascade into fight or flight. There's no way you can avoid that. As soon as that happens, the immune system shuts down, the kidneys start to have a reaction. Your entire functioning starts to slow down. So it was literally what I was saying with Starship Enterprise. It's like when your body's under attack, your biochemistry says, we don't ignore that. We have to go into this defensive posture. And all the things that we count on to be healthy, HPA axis, elimination, digestion, neurotransmitters, those things start to dysfunction quickly, like literally in seconds. So it's always better for anyone, and they have to choose what they can do, is to try and mitigate that as fast as possible, and you still have to deal with what happened to your body. So you know when the lymph system shuts down, part of the immune system, you can have swelling or pain or discomfort. Dana, you've had that even on the back of your neck, and it shows up within hours, right?
Of being here, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Go ahead.
Yeah. This is a lot of the stuff that we teach in this program is the foundations, because if we are under this kind of assault, at a minimum, we have to do these foundational things. Don't try to go out and just, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but if you are getting really intense treatments, like really, really heavy treatments, and you're in under the EMR, and you're not balancing your blood sugar every day, you're not staying hydrated, you're not managing stress, you're not gently detoxing every day, that's just intense on the body. It's really like almost we get frozen if we're not doing these foundational things. So simplicity, pulling back, and getting back to the basics is so hugely powerful. I mean, people have said to me, like, oh, Dana, you're so calm. I'm like, well, because I have the tools. Doesn't mean I'm not in a lot of pain right now. And I want to go on record. When I leave this apartment, I go away in a couple hours, the pain is gone. Like, it's that direct. Now, I have, like, the old chronic stuff that's there, obviously, the joint pain, and I have symptoms, but this burning pain under the EMR goes away when I get out of it. Like, so I want you to really look at how much you're being exposed to that. And the other two things I want to talk about very quickly, obviously, is mold. Everybody asks, please talk about mold. There's just not a lot to talk about. It's horrible. It's like, and I live in a place where it's everywhere. Brent lives in one of the worst places in the South. It's very intense. Mold is intense if you are immunocompromised. And if you're living in a moldy place, you will become immunocompromised. Even healthy people do. So we will talk about solutions after this. You just want to be really smart about the mold in your environment. That's just the end of the story. And then also chemicals. Chemicals, you can control what you put on your body. You can control your house, you know, your cleaners, et cetera. But you can't always control what's happening outside. For example, I was here yesterday and I walked out and I smelled like toilet puck, really, really strong, like a sanitizer. And I realized, because I've seen the guys spraying with the thing on their back, you know, with a mask. So they're spraying all the landscaping around here. So we've got that going on. And I don't mean to start like closing in the world on you guys. There are solutions and you can get through this, but just to be smart about it, just to be smart. It's like, again, Annie Hopper, common sense. Let's get ourselves into a clean environment. You know, speak up when people are using chemicals. I went into the main office of this apartment complex and I said, are you guys spraying around here? And she got very, very defensive and wouldn't give me the information. So it tells me a lot. So speak up, you guys. That's really, really important. Mark, did you want to say anything about the chemicals?
Well, I think you've addressed the chemicals really better than anyone, because people somehow want to dismiss those. They want to say, oh, it's not that bad. Well, if you're smelling something, if you have any molecules that you can smell, there's no way that it's not having an effect on your body, especially on your liver and your lymph system. So there's no way you can do anything about it. Your body is reacting.
Well, it's really funny. I think I've shared this before, that I had a French roommate and he had these dryer sheets. I don't know what it was, but I was so reacting to it. And he's like, oh, come on, it's just a smell. I'm like, how do you not, what do you mean? It's like, if you can smell something, that means there's a molecule going into your sinuses, into your brain. You know, it's like,
and if you can smell it, your neurochemistry is reacting immediately, in seconds.
Right. So, and people that have had tons of exposure, we tend to go into this limbic impairment. Okay, so we get traumatized, our brain gets damaged. So there's a possibility where we can smell, you know, a dryer sheet from a mile away and we can have a reaction to it. I mean, I'm pretty good. I can smell the dryer sheet. I can feel it in my face, and I have the tools to just calm myself down. And I'll share with you what I do. I treat my nervous system and my brain like a dog. When I feel that, I feel the exposure, the vents from my downstairs neighbor, the dryer sheets come right into the apartment. I shut the door, I sit down, I go, okay, heal, stay, like I stop, leave it, okay, leave that, it's done. Don't go into like how mad you are about it, leave it, and then I tap, and then if I have an essential oil, I do that. And then I sit and I go, what is beautiful? This is my repatterning. What is beautiful about this moment? And I look around and I shift my attention away from that. So I hope those things would be helpful for you. Those are very easy, everyday things you can do if you're feeling like you're reacting. So I want to talk about solutions quickly. I love this saying. Dilution is the solution to pollution. So, obviously, getting out, like getting into places where there's not such the density of EMR. If there's mold is your issue, I'm going to read what I wrote here. Obviously, opening windows, that's solution, that's dilution. So a lot of buildings these days are not built with proper ventilation and they don't breathe. So opening your windows, obviously an air purifier is critical. I like the Austin Air HealthMate Plus Junior, I think it is. Really incredible. Like just changes your breathing in an instant, just cleans the air. I once traveled with I call it my air baby, to a friend's house, and they had a scented candle going, and in the room that I was staying. So I was like, oh boy. So I took it and I blew it out and I brought the Austin Air in there and I plugged it in, turned it on high, and I went out for 20 minutes. I came back in and the candle scent was gone. Like that those things work really, really well, and they're not as expensive as the other one. I actually have what's the fancy one? Molecule. I don't like it. I don't love the molecule. And we'll get into that another time. I'm answering a lot of your questions here because a lot of questions were about mold. There's an enzyme solution. You probably heard of it. EC3 mold solution. It's enzymatic. As far as I understand, this is something that Dr. Lee Cowden recommends, and I've heard of it. A lot of moldies use it. You use the solution with a fogger, and he recommends a Fogmaster Junior. So you put the solution in and you fog the entire place, whether it's a closet or a bathroom or whatever. and it breaks down the mold and bacteria and even virus. There's some professionals that do that too. Obviously, a HEPA vacuum would be needed after you've used a fog like that. Really important. Diffusing thieves. Now, diffuse thieves. I wouldn't stay in the room that long. Thieves is very powerful, Mark. You know, thieves. You've seen a lot of people have major die-off using thieves.
Correct.
Thieves essential oils. If people don't know what thieves essential oils. And also thyme is supposed to be a really good one to diffuse. In terms of Wi-Fi, again, if you can't get out, you all know to turn off your routers at night. Come on, if you're on this call, you know that one by now. Turn off your Wi-Fi at night. Manage your sleeping area as best you can. I use a wool comforter. Wool can be very grounding, and it can mitigate some of the EMR. Some people do really well on grounding mats. That doesn't work where I am. But, yeah, do your best to the sleeping area is the most important. Chemicals, oh, man, it's just so brutal. I don't know what to say there. I mean, I have some homeopathics I want to share. But chemicals, I would say, one thing that is not looked at enough is our water. And one of the major things I notice when I leave this apartment is I don't break out in rashes after showering. And it turns out my downstairs neighbor breaks out in rashes showering too. And the plumbing here is really nasty. So at a minimum, get a shower filter. Now, this is with a shower filter. So at a minimum, get a shower filter and run your water through a Berkey filter, your drinking water. I don't drink the water in this apartment, and I don't shower in it. I go to the gym. So because I noticed that it was, I still have to have it tested. I think that's also a really good idea, everybody, to get your water tested. I guess the water department will do that for free. That's what I've heard. And of course, you know, settling your emotions and your brain response, really, really important. And I just want to say that this is a lot of what we do in these programs, a lot. And so it's very gentle. It's very easy to follow. So if you decide to join us, just know we're working on all levels. Mark, one of the things that you've shared with me amongst so many is this company Physica. I'm pulling these out right now. So have your toolkit. I always talk about having a kit, essential oils, again, for tapping, for connecting to your limbic brain immediately, the smell brain. So using the essential oils, tapping through, shifting your focus. But also on the physiological end, the company Physica, Mark, I know you've been an educator for them. Do you want to speak a little bit about that?
Sure. They do complex homeopathic remedies, and I find that they work very well. I like them for a lot of reasons. I've had many different homeopathic companies that I work with, including Heal. And
yeah.
Physica has done a really good job for a lot of reasons because the formulas they put together are great. But one thing I like about it is also it's in a liquid form, so you can start out as low as you need to start. With very sensitive people, sometimes you start out with one drop of one remedy. You know, you can go much higher, obviously, and they recommend it. But I find that with the really chemically sensitive or people that are dealing with chronic illness, sometimes you start out with even one drop in an elbow crease or in a wrist crease if they tend to worry about reactivity. So I like because you can titrate it up, titrate it down, and it works really well for resetting people without pushing them too hard. And as you know, I usually recommend like Mycotox for my main mold remedy. And then usually
I'll go through these right here.
Okay.
Let me go through. I'm just going to list them right here. So
yeah.
Mycotox, Mycocord for mold, Chemtox,
mm-hmm.
just brilliant to have. If you feel like you had some kind of exposure, that's not ideal, and you're not going to go into fear, but you have this, I will stand by this one. It's amazing. So if I walk out and I'm, you know, somebody just sprayed, I have the Chemtox. I can take a whole dropper at this point. take the Chemtox, Mycocord, brilliant. If, again, you walk in, you're in a moldy situation, or if you're at home, Mark, they could just put it in a bottle of water and just sip it throughout
and
the day.
Sip out of it. Yep.
Yeah. Mycocord. Oh, is it called Mycocord or Mycotox now?
Mycotox. It's called Mycotox.
Okay, Mycocord's the old one. And then they have the Lymph 1, 2, and 3, which are just amazing. So you can start moving that crap out of your lymph. did you want to say anything more about those? Those are just really gentle.
They work really well, and they are gentle, which is what I like. And then if you need to upright, if you need to push it really hard, you can do squirts throughout the day, depending on if you're pooping and peeing really well and you're sweating, and you can get the stuff out faster, that'll be better. Then I also usually recommend Ultimate Fields, which is like Rescue Remedy on steroids, because that'll take out the HPA axis dysregulation.
Ooh, I love that. I'm just looking here. I have this whole kit of that, of these physicas. That's a good one. I'm going to use that one. Let's see. Ultimate Fields. Okay. Beautiful. I'm going to take some. So, let's see what time
and
it
I,
is.
You know what I use that for? A lot of people are focused on the vagus nerve. I look at all 12 cranial nerves, and I test for all 12. And a lot of times, if you have two or three off, the vagus will blow, but it may not be a primary. But a lot of times I find things that are either olfactory or auditory that are blowing out people that are having problems like you, because a smell or a sound can do it. And the Ultimate Fields addresses all of that. So I can reset most of the cranial nerves. And what I tell people to do is start with a couple drops every hour. That bottle will last you a long time if you're doing like two drops every hour and you're in trouble. And it'll pull you back and it'll reset you enough biochemically that some things start to function better.
Right, which once you start feeling a little bit better, then your brain calms down. It's all working together. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say about just this intense sensitivity that I've been experiencing. I mean, I've always been really sensitive, but trauma and stress is so huge. It's really, really hard to repair when you're under current stress. Now, I want to just talk about this quickly. First, guys, how much time do you have, both of you, Brentis?
Oh, I've got until 1:30. So I've got another 45 minutes, 40 minutes.
I'm good.
You good right now? Okay. So I just want to take this to the next level here, in talking about trauma, because without question, I've been doing this, 7 years? And I've been dealing with, doing the Lyme Less Live More and coaching and all that stuff for about 7 years. But I've dealt with the chronic illness for 20, and what I've seen is, without question, there's trauma at the base of this for most people. Now, there's the rare case where somebody got bitten by a tick that was perfectly happy, healthy, had a great support system and family, right? And he got bit by a tick and he felt sick and he got treated and he was fine. There's that. But most people that are in the chronic stages have underlying traumas. And I think I just want to say, not everybody's been dealt the same hand. So the chronic illness world, there's a huge spectrum, right? There's people loaded with all the different infections and things, but then there's people that have the infections and horrible, difficult life circumstances. Now, I don't even know how to say this. It's like, and then you go back. Okay, so if we're taking two different patients, let's say, for example, I have a friend that's very sensitive, so like me, but she was a natural birth. Okay, so we're talking about constitution right now. She was a natural birth. She was breastfed. She was fed organic food her entire life. She was loved and cherished by her family and totally financially supported. So, Mark, those things right there totally set, like, doesn't mean that the person doesn't get sick, but those things, that support is so key. And I'm speaking about myself, and I know there's a lot of people out there that don't have the foundational support, the emotional support, the financial support. So when people just say, oh, you know, repattern, you just need to repattern. Yes, we have to work out the traumas, but a lot of people don't have financial help. They don't have loving support. Annie herself had a very, very supportive husband or boyfriend, right? So can we talk about that a little bit? Because I think people just want to apply one thing, and there's just so many layers that happen, and not everybody's dealt the same hand. It's just not the case.
Dana, what you just said is early upbringing, we have an adaptive immune system. And if we're under stress all the time through environment or our family or lack of resources for our family, anything like that, our biochemical development isn't the same as someone that has a relatively safe environment. So if you are unconsciously in fight or flight as a child, and you can't control that because you're dependent on your parents and your environment, your immune system is never going to be the same as someone who had a relatively safe environment. When we're safe and we're parasympathetic and the kids rest different and they feel better, they really are set up to recover more quickly from the assault. So you can get the same assault from the same bug, and one person's immune system is much more responsive than another's. And when you've learned to be in fight or flight all the time, the triggers that happen to you are much more detrimental than the triggers that happen to someone that has much more parasympathetic grounding because of what they were raised with. So you can't have the same immune system unless your environments are exactly the same and your responses are exactly the same. So I have worked with twins, and one twin is much healthier than the other. And, you know, who knows? You know, they had different falls, they had different events, they had different things. So their environments were really good. They were actually Christian Scientists. So they had relatively healthy lifestyle, but the stresses are different for each person. You have to take that into account. It has a huge impact on your biochemistry.
It does. And so I think what happens is that the traumas early on set us up. They, you know, I mentioned this in my blog because I know a lot of people are like this. Can you guys hear that sound out there? Do you hear it? Is it... I can close the door. Can you hear it? Is it disrupting you?
No? I can't hear it, but I put mine on mute when I'm not talking.
Okay. I hope it's not getting on the recording. Sorry, guys. So conversely, there was my friend I just explained, and then I shared in my blog, my birth was emergency C-section. My mom had the Hong Kong flu and pneumonia. And almost died, and I almost died. And then I wasn't breastfed, and then I was fed garbage, right, in the 70s. And I had a very, very traumatic childhood. And so that sets it all up, right? And a lot of people have this story, and that's why I'm sharing. A lot of people have this. But then once your system breaks down and you have chronic illness is its own trauma. So, guys, we have a lot of layers, and the way we deal with that is getting present. I always say that I have to have a little bit of an amnesia to the, like, how long it's been. I wake up every day like, okay, one day at a time, Mark, right? This is a brand new day, and how am I going to deal with everything going on right now? Because once you start stacking up the years, that can be its own trauma, right? So I just wanted to paint that picture because I think people are always throwing solutions out, and just, you have to remember that people come from intense traumas in their past, and they might also be dealing with intense life circumstances now. Okay. And, you know, I don't know if I'm comfortable saying this, but there's a marriage bias out there where there's a belief that if you're married, as I'm married, that you're okay and you're taken care of, right? I think people just assume a woman that's married, she's taken care of. It's not the case. And it's not that my husband's a bad person. It's just that we have separate, anyway, it's not always the case. And I know that there's a lot of married women that it becomes really intense for them because the partner burns out or there's not the finances to keep up with the treatments. There's just a lot of that going on, right? Mark, do you want to share a little bit about that? I know we see a lot of women trying to take care of themselves
And I would also say that what people don't take into account is that women's biochemistry is much different than men. And many women, even though, you know, everyone knows they get a period, the families don't do a lot to help them when they're in puberty. And because they don't know a lot, people don't know how to give them basic nutrients. They put them on a birth control pill to stop cramps, and they don't increase their mineral levels just to help them reset. So a lot of women have problems that men would never have because, at least ovulation and period, they're going through huge changes at a young age. So I look at young women and I say, all right, somebody, even in a good environment, they have to know how to support you biochemically to go through these things. But if you're in a poor environment and you have poor nutrition and you have a lot of stress, those things multiply. They hit you much harder at a level that people can't even imagine because hormones are usually 100 times more powerful than anything we can give you in the way of a supplement. So I think that has
to be taken into account. Are you saying, speaking about marriage, that if the marriage isn't totally supportive, it can really break you down hormonally?
Yes, it can, and it can rekindle all the stuff that people had from an earlier time, or maybe they didn't feel supported at some level. Finding a partner that supports you at that level is really important.
It is, and I don't want to sell anybody out or throw anybody under the bus, but I just, it is really important. And again, you see these people that recover, they have the support systems in place, okay? They have a loving partner. They have financial stability. They have a loving family, you guys. I get really, I watched Afflicted, that Netflix series, and while I felt myself in that film and I really loved them, I felt for all the patients, I was like, this is not a good representation of these people. And not because they looked like they were faking it, which is there was petitions out there that that Netflix made it look like they were faking it and it was all in their head. That wasn't what triggered me. What triggered me was like, wait a minute, most patients don't have that loving care from family. A lot of these, the characters in this show, they had serious support systems and people by their sides, and that's not the case. And so I just want, if you have that, cherish it. It's going to help you so much. And if you don't, just know you can get it from yourself, from the environment, from communities like Limeless of More. That's why we're here. I really want to be clear there. It's not a deal breaker because love is love, right? Love is just an energy. And we create a lot of it in our programs, in our small group. It's always a very loving environment, and that's why I keep going with it. So I just, one of the things Dr. Klinghart said to me, and I've shared this before, when I first saw him and he learned of my family life and the level of exposures that I've had and all the infections, he said, Dana, any semblance of normalcy in your life is a huge accomplishment. So all those people that have been through a lot of trauma, getting up every day, taking care of yourself, being a loving human being is a huge accomplishment. Please know that. I want to look at the questions. I feel like we talked a lot. Mark, do you want to add anything before I switch over to questions?
I would add one other thing. Since people generally are asking questions that sound like they're looking for one or two things that are going to solve it, everything is multifactorial, unfortunately, and that's what you guys do such a good job of explaining to people, that not one thing will solve any and all things that people have. So So you have to take care of your environment. You have to take care of hydration. You have to take care of your emotional support and your spiritual support. You have to take care of your structure and move well and make sure that that isn't being compromised. And people want, generally, want, when they come to me, they want one thing. Give me a natural thing that will kill Lyme, kill pathology, kill any pathogens. And I'm reminding them that they, you know, when you take a decent history, they have GI problems. They have nervous system problems. They have structural issues. They have mental and emotional things that they need support on. And I'm trying to say to people, you know, it's like a four-legged stool. That's why I use that analogy, because I have one in my office. And it's really simple. You've got a biochemical component, a structural, an emotional one, and a spiritual one. And you can balance the stool on three legs, but it's a lot of work. And if you can balance, and that's why your programs work so well. You're talking to people about all the levels that they can work on. And yes, there's multiple things you can do biochemically and multiple things structurally and emotionally. And if you put together whatever works for your life, whatever you can fit in and is not stressful, you'll find that each piece supports the other piece instead of trying to rely heavily on one factor, whether it's supplements or adjustments or whatever. And that's why I have to use all these different tools in my practice. I use lasers, I use magnets, I use tuning forks, I do manipulation, I use supplements. I never know what I'm going to use with a person until they come in and they start giving me their history. And if there's a huge structural problem like you sometimes have, Dana, sometimes all the supplements in the world are not going to take care of when your neck's off or when your back's off. You can't override with thoughts, feelings, supplements when your structure is hurting like hell. You need to respect wherever the person's problems are coming from and treat them appropriately.
And the that list of things sounds really overwhelming, and I just want to go back and say you can simplify it by doing the foundations, and those foundations literally help every single thing. And if we could do one thing every single day, that's practicing present moment. Moments of meditation, moments of tuning in, and that's, you know, you'll see inside when we talk about this, that will help everything. Managing your blood sugar will help everything, and staying hydrated will help everything. And then you choose your care and your practitioner from there, and that will be a good partnership there. Let's see. And getting into good environment, guys. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to go outside. So, wow, we've had a lot of questions here, but most of them were about environment and mold. Mold, so tricky. Obviously, there's tons of people doing work around mold, but my experience with it is it just brings your whole system down. It just does. And then there's the mold. There's two things. You can have an allergy to mold, so your antibodies are really high, and then you can have actual mold living in your sinuses and sometimes your lungs. And I don't really want to talk about that, but Mark, is there anything that you would, I don't want to go into treatments too much. Avoiding mold is really, really important. It's really important. And the things that we talked about, go ahead.
We've talked about all of it, but I really want to emphasize that if it's environmental and you're exposed to it every day, no amount of supplementation can keep that from affecting your body. So if you have whatever you've got to do to not be in that environment, that's why for you, Dana, when the chemicals are hitting you and the mold's hitting you, the environment is too detrimental to overwhelm. I mean, I can give you all the supplements I need to, but you're sleeping in it, you're breathing it, your clothes are saturated in it. So I think it's really important to find a way to mitigate that, get out of it, do whatever you can do as soon as possible. I want to say
that, you know, because I know there's a lot of, I'm bridging a gap here. I'm trying to bridge a gap. There's the people saying environmental sensitivity is not related to Lyme and all that. It's your limbic system. It's all, you just need to retrain. And then there's the other side saying you need extreme avoidance, okay? So environment is huge, and it is impacting your health 100%. And you need to work with your brain and negotiate with your brain and harmonize, you know, yourself and the environment. You do. Both things need to happen. So it's not one or the other. You need to get in the best possible environment and you need to practice present moment and shifting your awareness into, if you're in a reaction, shifting your awareness into something positive, something beautiful. It makes all the difference. And maybe I should list all those things we talked about. Let's see. Joanna's saying, I'm living in low-income senior apartments, lots of chemical outgassing, fluorescent lights. Oh, my God, fluorescent lights are so evil. I can't even. Gas stove and EMF. The most toxic environment I've lived in as an adult. Out of money and have nowhere else to go. How can I make the best of this? Also, management is planning to put Wi-Fi in the community room in the apartment building. Where can I find a good documentation of Wi-Fi health problems for folks with Epstein-Barr and Lyme that will help convince management to at least put a timer and turn off the lights at night? I mean, there's tons of stuff on EMF health, and Klinghart does a lot with EMF and viruses. So, Joanna, just get out as much as you can during the day and optimize your sleeping area and stay the heck away from those fluorescent lights. They're just some of the worst. Carrie saying living in North Canada. Oh, it's all kind of funny how this came out. There's days I don't leave the house where I'm in from AM. From vehicle to another building just because cold or slippery to be inside. I don't know. This has kind of come out strange. You see that, Brent? There's all these question marks in it.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. It's
yeah, I noticed it happened a lot in this one. I think she's saying, I don't leave the house too cold or slippery to be outside. Oh, she's talking about Canada. Okay, this is what we need to read. Canada, long periods of winter. Okay. Yeah, that's all I could say there is just getting a really good air purifier. It's going to be life-changing. Austin Air, the best. Oh, here's Carl's message. It didn't even come out like in words. Brent, do you have something different there?
For Carl?
Yeah, it just looks like it's in, it didn't come out. Sorry about that. Maybe it was an emoji or something.
Probably so.
Yeah. Someone, D, says, how can we protect ourselves from mold spores? I would do that fogging. I'm planning on doing that fogging. I'm going to do the fogging in here when I get my van. I'm going to fog all my stuff and then put it in storage, and then I'm going to fog the van. So that's one way to do it. The fogging really helps to break down the spores, and I think you can do that regularly. Washing things a lot, and air purifiers, and also opening the windows. Right? Dilution is the solution to pollution. What would you recommend, Mark? Unless there's fires outside, then you want to keep everything closed and turn up the purifiers. Anything you want to say there, Mark? I feel like I'm losing everyone. You there?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yeah.
There you are.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I was muted. I forgot. No, Danny, you've addressed everything really well and without us going into details on what we do for mold. So I think if they follow the basic tenets that you're putting out, that's a huge start. And then we can do other things, further inside, the series, then we can go into more details. But I don't think it's appropriate to go into those at this moment.
Yeah, we'll go into more. By the way, guys, we're going to have another Q&A. So we'll drill it down a little bit more inside the program next week or so. Where do you start if you think you have mold sensitivity?
Reduce exposure.
Reduce exposure, everything we just said. Really, like, I can't say the air purifier enough. I mean, it's if you can't leave, you have to do that. And this fogging, I was mentioning the fogging because I want to do that because I plan on leaving this apartment. But I want to fog everything before I even put it in storage, right? I'm going to do my version of mold avoidance. Like, there's mold avoidance goes really, really extreme. Like, you start brand new. You don't take anything from your place. And a lot of people have great results with that, and I would love to be able to do it. But you know what? Guys, the financial part of it, I don't know how people can afford it. It's intense. So, again, just do what you can. I think this fogging is one of the best things you can do, and having an air purifier. Nikki says, I feel like I can never digest anything except for fruit and pureed soup. Makes sense. I love fruit, but I rarely eat it by itself because I need more satiating foods to go with it, like paleo granola. Yeah, that sounds good. I'm not in the mood for veggie soup because I live in Southern California. I mean, I get uncontrollable cravings. Yeah, seems like a cycle. How do we get ahead, meaning starting to drain channels to prep for any kind of parasite cleanse? I know she's been prepping for that parasite cleanse for a while. You know what? Nikki, I think you're in the program with us. Yeah, you are. I got to say, celery juice. I'm saying it. Anthony William is featured in our program, and this interview is a few years back when he was still doing interviews, and I'm so grateful that we got him. And I am just now starting to get on celery juice, and it's brilliant. Mark, he's found the magic trick, because it's true, mm-hmm. probably true. Millions of people are getting well from it. You know why? It's one of the best laxatives you've ever known. Across the board, what everybody says is it just like totally cleans them out. And I want to get into that in this program. We'll talk more, because the cluster salts, the sodium cluster salts, and our lack of sodium in this culture, and in our food, in our agriculture, and bioorganic sodium, a lot of what Bernard Jensen used to teach, Mark, where
yep.
he would use.
Always taught that.
He would use raw goat's milk and literally mm-hmm. healed patients. But
it was one of the early ways to fix a leaky gut.
Oh, epic. I mean, goat's milk was one of the best treatments back then. It's not the thing anymore. It's all a mess. But I love that he's found a vegetable source. It's not a vegetable. It's an herb, celery juice. And it's really, really deeply cleansing. So, Nikki, I might try that. Of course, you have to do it on an empty stomach, and we'll talk more about it in the program in the next call. So that's where I would start. I'm researching mitochondrial dysfunction and wondering what you do for fatigue.
It doesn't respond to these things. So what they're saying is, if it
doesn't
respond, that doesn't respond to adaptogens.
You want to take that, Mark? What would you say
sure.
there?
Yeah, I don't know why this person's mitochondrial dysfunction is showing up, but yes, sometimes it depends on the cause. So yes, lasers, everyone knows there's thousands of studies showing that it upregulates ATP at the site of use, and it can do it systemically. Question is, what kind of laser, what frequencies are you using, where are you using it in the body? So we would need to know, mitochondrial dysfunction is a little like saying chronic fatigue. It's a little too general. Anyone with any chronic disease has that. So now we have to figure out, what's the cause? Are you not having enough hydration? Are the fats not working right to keep cell membranes working right? Are you not digesting and absorbing? It's going to be many things. And one tool that I would use would be a laser. I would also want to figure out, that's why I use ATP mitochondrial vials when I'm testing people. And so let's say we find out that it's caused by a structural issue or by a chemical from a pathogen. Whatever's causing it is what you have to go after. So I don't just focus on mitochondrial, I focus on the underlying cause why it's not working right.
Mm-hmm. I love this. We have an interview in this program with Terry Walls, and she's very much into the mitochondrial dysfunction. And her answer is 9 cups of fruits and vegetables a day and small amounts of animal products.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you have to do that, but it seems
work.
Across the board, lots of veggies. Yeah, lots of veggies
mm-hmm.
for the mineral content, although well, I believe we also have to supplement too at this point because our soils are so depleted.
Well, Dana, can I address something also? Since people mm-hmm. generally in this program are tired and they don't have the time and energy to do stuff, find appropriate supplementation. Like I use certain vegetable powders for people, and some people can't do the powders because the tastes are bad, so they do it in a capsule form. But I tell people, if you can't, yes, I would love you to have fresh fruits and vegetables. I'd really like it. I'd like you to shop every day or minimally every other day so it really is fresh. But if you're limited, you can't get out of the house very easily, you don't have availability because where you live, the quality of the produce isn't good, then find an appropriate, whatever that would be, you know, vegetable concentrate that would actually work to supply some of what you need. And then it's easy. Then you just mix it in something and drink it. And the absorption's better because guess what? It's a powder and it goes in, and once it's absorbed, you didn't have to work to digest it. So it depends a lot on what the person has available in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just reading this next question. Yeah, so Sandy, I would look at Terry Walls. And if you're in the program with us, check out her interview. I think that's coming up next week. Let's see. Kathy's asking about the top 10 environmental things that are negatively impacting our health. I didn't write down top 10, but for us, it's mold, EMR, chemicals, environmental, if you could talk about relationships as environmental, toxic relationships. I just wrote down here what gasoline is a big deal. A lot of, you know, I live kind of very close to a gas station. There's just so many things. Pollution, I got to tell you, the fires, the 2 years in a row with the fires set me way back. So again, be armed with those air purifiers if you're going to be indoors and you're anywhere near a fire zone, or if you live in, you know, a place that has a lot of smog. And obviously the water we drink. Yeah.
Can I give one that people don't give credit to? My acupuncturist and I talk about this all the time because I treat her, she treats me, and she's five element. We look at every physical environment that people are living in, and if they have damp, and we're not just talking mold, damp, that's one thing, but if they have wind, I'm really reactive to wind, and that's hard on your kidneys, and it can be hard on your ears. And when I've met many people with chronic fatigue, with Lyme, who have mesophonia, and wind is really exhausting to people. So people have to look at their environment physically and see whether, you know, not
are
just
you
mold.
Are you saying
actual
wind?
Yes, wind has a huge impact and can weaken your kidneys. It can stress your adrenals. And obviously, the mesophonia people notice it even more than the people that are not. So I'm talking about, the environment has a huge impact. That's why I ask people where they live.
Yes, I was getting a little confused when you said wind because they talk about wind in the body. And so you're talking about the environmental impact, like
the
on the body
of
actual
moving,
weather.
Yes. Oh, it's really hard on people for certain people.
Oh, my gosh, it is.
That's why you could be married to someone and they just don't hear it, feel it, and you feel it all the time, and you're going, this wind is driving me nuts, and it's real. Depends on what's out of balance in your body. When I'm checking someone on five elements and I'm finding kidney issues, I'm going to ask them how they respond to wind. And they'll say, 99% of the time, they say, I hate it. Oh, my God, it drives me nuts. Puts my nerves on edge, puts you in fight or flight.
It does. And I think this is something we should really get into in the next call because we're going to focus on the kidneys because that's what this program is about, kidney adrenals in the winter. Wind and weather is a huge deal. The barometric pressures, that the change in barometric pressures, oh my gosh, a lot of us with the pain syndrome, it's really hard. The shift in pressure can be really intense. But there's ways to balance that. Obviously, we talk a lot about being too cold. If your kidney qi is compromised, you can get very cold. Mm-hmm. But we'll get into that, and hopefully you're catching up with the videos that we put out last week. And last week was just a few videos. Don't worry, there's a lot more coming. So if you guys still need to join, no problem. You're not behind. I would also add GMO foods, and water. Water is pretty huge. Water is huge. So yeah, Mark, thank you for bringing that up. Let's really get into more of that in the next. I'm gonna write it down. The next Q&A call we have. Wow, we've been hour and a half. Let's wrap this up. I hope you guys are still able to focus. I know it's a lot. I don't really want you on the phones or computer that long. So I live in a house that has hidden non-growing mold. Moving is not an option at this moment, or remediation. I've heard about home probiotics. Yeah. So there is a spray called, I think it is called home probiotics. I think Dave Asprey sells it. That's just a spray you can spray around the house that actually helps to create an environment, a healthy biome in your house, which is great. I think the fogger is a little bit different. I think it breaks down things. So the combination of both would be really great. Do the fogging first and then the home biotics. Are there alternatives that I can do that will help me live healthier? Yeah. Yes, there's lots of alternatives. We'll talk more about that in the session. Molly says, I work in an office for 8 hours each day, Monday through Friday. I notice sometimes that my symptoms lessen on the weekends and increase during the week. Not sure what this is related to. I have two kids that keep me busy on the weekends. How can I optimize my environment at work? I brought a grounding mat and I have a plant. That's great. Anything else, she says? I would say 100% work on those fluorescent lights if you have fluorescent lights in your office. They have really cool covers that that let the light come through, but not the harmful waves. So I'd really work on the lights. And if you can in your office, turn them off and get a lamp. It's going to make all the difference. And, if you can, keep your cell phone away from you during the day. I have a way to turn on, you can get receive calls and send text, but you don't have data on your phone, and it really drops the amount of EMR that comes out of it. Maybe I'll make a video for you. What else in the work environment? What did I just, what, Mark, is there anything you can think of?
No, you've addressed it.
Oh, I would I would get an air purifier because there's off-gassing.
Always.
I would do all those things.
I think air purifiers are essential.
Yeah, they are. I mean, mold avoiders would say, please, don't just live in a house and have an air purifier. That's ridiculous. Get out. And I agree. But if you can't get out right now, at a minimum, you have to do that. Best ways to detox from environmental exposure, avoid it. Get into pristine air, retrain your brain immediately to know that you can feel better, and then do the repatterning once you get in a more stable situation. That's really where I'm at with it. And I plan on getting this van. The universe is going to open up for me. I will get this van and I'll spend some time camping, and it will make a huge difference. And I hope to keep you guys posted on that. Again, like last night, I was here so ill and negotiating the environment and my nervous system all night long. And I'm sitting here in a very high Wi-Fi zone, and it's just, I've got a burning scalp. It's not ideal. But when I leave, I feel better. So know you can feel better. What is your favorite herbal protocol for Lyme? That's such a deep question.
That has too many implications because everyone responds differently to every herb. So I don't just use things to kill. I have to look at what systems are not working well, whether it's liver, kidney, spleen, lymph. And so if we just upregulate killing, which is called apoptotic-specific protein or death-associated protein kinase. If we upregulate killing and we don't make sure the drainage and the detox is working to get it out, you can cause serious problems. So I don't even like recommending things for knocking out these things, because it's overly simple. And if one thing did it, believe me, that product would be off the shelves and everybody would be buying it and nobody would have any complaints. I'm sorry, I don't have an easy answer on that.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to personally speak about stuff, I would say the thing that we know, and I'm glad we're talking about this, is viruses. I think really focusing on virus, not Lyme.
I would agree.
Find out where you are with the viral load and start there. And we're going to go deep into that with Anthony William on this. And again, Anthony is bringing this out to the public about Epstein-Barr and how Epstein-Barr is what drives Lyme symptoms. He's not saying Lyme is a virus. He's saying the Epstein-Barr is what's driving the symptoms and the Lyme is in the background. And I'd have to agree. So, Leslie, I would say check into your viral load first and get that sorted. And there's tons of antivirals, and we go into all the antiviral foods and antiviral supplements in this program. But as a general, I really, really love Biocidin. I've known her since the Klinghart days, Rachel, and Biocidin is kind of like a broad spectrum herbal remedy, and it's very powerful. It has garlic, echinacea, just a beautiful mix. And it's very powerful, and you don't need a lot. The throat spray is great to have. The toothpaste will start detoxing you right away. It's very strong, and she's always like, be careful, take a little. But that's one to have in your kit for sure. And honestly, just get into pristine air, and everything starts to change. How do you clear your body of, I don't know what this says. This is a new thing that they're talking about. What is this toxin here?
It's a kind of mycotoxin. That's all. It's just, it's a name of a specific one. But you treat most mycotoxins the same, depending on the person. Obviously, some people have genetic predisposition toward those things. And so whatever, you know, mycotox, the remedy covers a lot of those things. That's why I like it, because people can do one remedy and cover most, if not all, mycotoxins. It's pretty simple.
So it's called Mycotox by Physica. Really good. And you can put drops in your water and just sip it all day, so you're constantly getting that clearing throughout the day. And,
the one she's talking about is mostly in grains. That's where you find it, plants in grains, cereals.
Yeah,
but it doesn't matter, because there's mycotoxins in all kinds of things. That's what David Espy obviously made the point of.
That's right. Well, in coffee and the foods and stuff. But then there's just mold everywhere. I mean, I go away from here again. I'm going to bring up going to Canada. And it was fall, and it was just crisp and clear. And I came back to Marin County, beautiful area, Bay Area, and the whole place smells like mold. The whole place, the whole outside, inside. I'm like, wow, because I was unmasked, right? I'm like, wow, this whole place smells moldy. I went into the health food store and I smelled kind of like a mold in there. So it's everywhere. It doesn't mean it has to be toxic mold. It's when it's inside, obviously, is when we have to be really careful about not having high concentrations inside the home. And constantly clearing your body of them. So, wow, big call, you guys, 1:32. Thank you for being with us an hour and a half. I want to wrap this up because I know it's a lot of information, a lot of talking. And please remember, we're going to have another Q&A call if you didn't have the chance to submit your question. And if anybody has a question right now, maybe we can open the lines. How do they get on, Brent?
Yeah, you can put the number 2 on their phone, and it'll raise their hand.
If you have, like, a quick question for me or Mark. And, don't worry.
One right here.
What's that?
We got one. We got a couple. Here we go.
Good.
Couple questions.
Let's hear them.
All right, Dave.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hi, guys. And thank you so much for this wonderful call. And Dana, we really, really feel you. When we read your blog, it was with a heavy heart.
Thank you.
I wanted you to stress, you did mention the fogging as a great means, but and you also mentioned HEPA vacuuming, but I can't stress enough how important it is to really vacuum very, very well and even wipe down all the surfaces after fogging, because if you're killing or denaturing, whatever people want to call it, mold spores, you're fragmenting them, leaving a smaller particle, which for people who are really sensitive, like yourself, like my wife Sherry, like a lot of people out there, like Kyle, who's listening to the call. Hi, Kyle. It can really trigger that SIRS reaction that keeps people in a perpetual spiral down. I've just recently got into mold assessing myself because of this whole path and learning quite a bit and just want to help people out. So hopefully that little tidbit helps.
Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, I didn't speak about the cleanup enough. I'm getting a lot
part.
Of feedback. That's the huge part, right? Because you have all the dead soldiers. That's huge. Because then that, right, the fogging disease. I guess what I know about it, there's a guy that does it as a service, so he does all the wipe down after. I don't think I want to be the person to do it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, because I honestly, when I vacuum, I don't feel well. I need to thank you for bringing that up. You just triggered something to me. I want to remind people that there's a cleaner out there now called Clean Smart. David, have you heard of this? It's
What's
the
it
hypochlorous acid. It's hypochlorous acid.
HOCl. I heard Dr. Clinton speaking about it very briefly quite a while ago, and one of Christine Schaffner's webinars, and I haven't heard them peep about it since then. We bought a whole bunch of it. It's quite costly, and we used it in a fogger in our home.
Oh, you did that. Great. That's really cool. Thank you. That's good to hear that. I learned it from it before Claymart talked about it from Seth Penn here. Really amazing. It breaks up kind of like the biome in the home. So spray the counters down and it just breaks up their whole network. Really cool. Clean Smart.
Yep. It seems like there's a number of products out there that make similar claims to results, whether they're enzymes or citrus-based products or the hypochlorous acid. And honestly, I wanted to do a before and after test to see what I'd come up with an ERMI test. And when I learned about how much of a cleanup would be involved after fogging with the stuff, I kind of put it on hold. It's just, even with a small place, it's just every little nook and cranny you're going to want to clean up. And it's daunting.
Wow, that makes sense.
You need a service to do it.
I really looked at, like I said, there's a guy here that does the fogging and the cleanup, and then I looked at Dr. Cowan, Lee Cowden. There's another Dr. Cowan. Cowden, he talks about the fogger and the EC3 and the HEPA vacuum, and he leaves it there. So I love hearing that it's way more of a major cleanup, and the sensitive person shouldn't do it, for sure.
Very true. And I should just mention that, you know, just the typical home-style vacuum that has a HEPA filter on the back of it is not what they're really talking about. When we talk about HEPA vacuuming, that's good for daily cleanup in your house, but if you're doing something like this, you want a professional-grade, multi-stage filtered HEPA vacuum that's going to pull it out even more so.
Which one do you recommend? What do you have?
I don't have a professional one. I don't do remediation. I just do the assessment.
Oh, you're saying you, okay. Okay. I thought you were saying there was one that was for homes. Okay.
No, no. Well, there are a number of home vacuums like Simplicity and Miele that have HEPA filters on the back of them. And that's better than not having a HEPA filter on it. You get the hypoallergenic bag to go in it and also the filter on the back. And that's probably as good as you're going to get for home.
Right. You know, also, I love this. Oh, there's such a slapback on my voice. Sorry, guys.
Not
can you hear an echo? Okay, you're not hearing
it. No, not at all. No.
Okay, good. I was also really concerned about dust mites because I come in here and I walk in and my nose starts running, my eyes start running. It's just crazy. And the way they treat dust mites, I wasn't able to do it, but they have a high powered vacuum. And that just sounded so good, right? Just high power vacuuming all the furniture. So I love the idea of doing the fogging and then the high powered vacuum. Really good. But I hear you saying it's good to do this professional way. Trouble is, this stuff gets very costly.
Very, very costly.
Very, I mean, it's just like I've like a lot of people have just stalled out. So you're amazing, David. Thank you for your information. Thank you for driving that point home. Very, very important.
I'm just amazed that you've been able to do this call today.
No, I'm hurting. I feel like I love life so much that I just like F it. You know, I'll just take I don't know. I can handle pain. I grew up with a lot of pain, you know, so I think we get conditioned to handle it. That'll be in our next call about how we handle pain. Thank you so much, David.
Thanks for taking the call.
Okay, take care. Hi to Sherry.
All right, next up, one more hand up here. Diane, you're up. Hey, Diane.
Yeah, my question is about fogging as well. What is it that you're fogging with?
Sorry, maybe I wasn't clear. It's called ECS. Let me look it up again. ECS. And it's, I wish David was back on the call because he'll probably know more about it. As I understand it, it's like an enzymatic cleaner, breaks down the mold spores, ECS. Let me look on my, fogging. You know what I'm going to do, Diane? I'm going to leave a link about this in the call replay, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Yes, mold. Yeah, it's not doing it right now. It's a product and you can get it on Amazon.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you. That's my question.
Okay, good. Here we go. Microbalance ease. You know why? I'm saying the wrong thing.
Well, you can just put it on a Facebook page.
I will. EC3. It's not S, guys. EC3. We need to wrap this up. EC3, Microbalance EC3 Mold Solution Concentrate. It says, natural botanical surfactant removes mold spores, bacteria, musty smells, and hard and soft surfaces. Now, I got to say, the soft surfaces, that's amazing that it can get into the couches and stuff like that. Beautiful.
And then you have to clean it out?
So it looks like the process is fogging the place. I don't know that you should do this yourself, but fogging the place and then using a very strong vacuum, HEPA vacuum, to clean up. Like, you have to clean up everything because you will have the dead spores and the dead bacteria. Right, Mark? So those are actually the mycotoxins right there.
Yeah. You have to follow it with appropriate cleaning.
Yeah, pretty serious. And, you know, always running a HEPA air filter recommended. I mean, again, the sensitive patient shouldn't be doing this at all. I would look into getting it professionally done.
Okay, financially probably not going to happen, but thank you.
No, I'm right with you, Diane, right with you. Just get outside. Get outside.
Okay, well, I hope everybody's doing okay. And good luck to us all.
See you inside. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks, guys. Anybody else? It's fun talking to people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We have anybody
Brenda,
else?
Are there any more calls?
No. But, I mean, just to reemphasize while we're doing this, winter sessions, guys, for any of you listening to the call who aren't on yet, this is a beautiful taste of what's to come. Definitely a different, better perspective, you know, in my opinion, for getting over the overwhelm and, you know, just take it one step at a time. Just do the simple things, the easy things, the inexpensive things is what Dane always says. So let's do it together, right?
That's right. And again, I wanted to say, you know, on these big calls of the first call, I don't go that much into this sort of energetic spiritual, but by the end I will. It progresses into a very beautiful, powerful container, and you guys are really part of it. I feel like Limeless Live More is yours, and we bring all of our beautiful energies together, and it makes such a strong support. Honestly, when I do these sessions, I feel it in my day. I feel, you know, there's a lot of guides coming through, and there's a lot of energies helping us. And when we bring all of our energies together, it's super powerful. So thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Mark, thank you for your time. Brent, thank you so much. We'll do this again.
Thank you.
We'll do this in a week. My gosh. I don't know where I'll be, but hopefully probably not here. So thank you, guys. Thank you. Have a beautiful day. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.
Okay. We're going to send them the link to register.
That's right. You get the link to register.
It's always in there.
Replay for those of you who aren't in there already. And a lot of you guys are already, and we'll see you in Facebook for sure.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even go over. Terry Walls. Terry Walls, MD, interviews with Terry. We've got Mark teaching all about balancing body temperature, immunity. Then we go into the kidney adrenals. And then we have Anthony William talking about the viral universe. We have antiviral recipes and beautiful Soulful Sundays. We have a huddles call where you guys get to talk to each other. We go through exercises. And then we have a healing call with Beverly at the end. And that's really powerful. And don't worry, this is all spread out and it's slow paced and you're never behind. So hope to meet you inside. Bye, guys. Have a great day.
Hey, bye.
Bye.